This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The federal government is ordering new water cuts for some Colorado River states as the nation's largest reservoirs dry up. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's cuts are aimed at Arizona and Nevada, since they rely on water stored in Lake Mead. New federal projections show the reservoir will likely hit a dangerously low level next year, so the federal agency will limit releases to the states to keep reservoir levels propped up. No federal cuts in Colorado or other states upstream of Lake Mead were announced, but more cuts could come if more water is needed in the reservoirs. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
The Aurora Police Department is looking at new ways of targeting violent crime. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has more.
Aurora Police decided last month to revamp its special team of officers that will focus on bringing crime rates down. The team is called Direct Action Response Team, or DART. It was first launched 40 years ago, but was shut down in 2016 when the department went through internal changes. Police say the team will use data about high violence areas and specific suspects to focus their efforts. Violent crime in Aurora has spiked significantly recently. Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
A former Minneapolis police officer involved in the death of George Floyd will serve his 2.5-year sentence in Colorado. Thomas Lane has to report to the federal prison in Littleton by August 30th. Colorado Mesa University has hired a woman of color as athletic director. It's a first for the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. Here's CPR's Elaine Tassi.
Kimberly Miller, a 44-year-old black woman from North Carolina, starts this month overseeing athletics at CMU in Grand Junction. While she appreciates the historic nature of her hire, her goal is to be there for the school's 700 student athletes.
It's always a privilege and honor. However, I look at it as being the right person for the job.
Miller holds a PhD in education and worked as deputy athletic director at a university in South Dakota before moving to Colorado earlier this month. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
And there's more Colorado news at CPR.org.